I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Tag the Podcast.
Hey, guys. Hope you're good.
Today, we're going to talk about out of sight, out of mind.
Period.
Guy. I mean, I think this is very, like, self-explanatory, like,
yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, period. Out of mind. But it can also be, like, out of sight from social media or, like, in person as well.
All out of sight. Just
all the sights, you just pack it and you do.
We don't want to see you. We don't want to know you. We don't want to hear you. We don't even want to know you're alive.
The thing is, just be going. I had a conversation with someone literally this evening about out of sight, out of mind, that does it really work? Because in as much as I feel like because you're putting a conscious effort into making sure the person is out of sight, you're also consciously trying to keep them out of your mind, but because you're trying too hard, like, they'll still be in your mind type of thing. Do you get what I mean?
But that's thing, I think it depends on people. Like, you and me, like, you're a Cancer, I'm a Sag. Yeah. You are probably the one that's very cautious about this and that and whatever. I'm very much like, if I block you, that's it. Like, is it better for me? Like, it's not even it's not even like a conscious thing, because obviously I've blocked you, so it's gonna get easier for me to not even remember that you're there. Like, that's why you're blocked.
And the thing is, like, I wish I was like that, but like, for me, oh my god, I'm gonna cast myself, but I mean,
go on.
Always. I've never blocked, I tell you, like, I've blocked people, but for good reason. But like, when I want to remove you based on that out of sight, out of mind thing, sure, you're out of my sight, but the thing is, I feel like you kind of pop up in my mind more than I'd want you to. Because I'm then reevaluating, like, was my out-of-sight decision really necessary? Like, do you really need to be out-of-sight? Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
I think the reason... I also think the reason you do your own like that is, like, just in case I want to go and check later. Because you don't really block. True. You all follow and you make sure they don't follow you too. You don't block so that you can go back.
Yeah. Mine is to prevent, like, myself from constantly, like, going to see what the person is doing. You get that type of thing.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't really stop me from thinking. Guy, it doesn't really stop me from thinking about the person. It's like that cheese balls lock, literally the same analogy. Stop. That's the lock in my mind. Like, that's literally it. Like, just
you're killing me. Yeah. But you know, like, you can obviously do this, like, whole out of sight, out of mind thing with, like, even normal people. Like I mean, like, your friends as well. It's not only like maybe a guy or a girl you're yarning. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a friend that you're trying to cut out of your ass of English, if you have a friend. Yeah, I really struggle.
And you guys don't just say lol.
Oh, like, stop. No, but you know the reason why is because my brain moves faster than my mouth. So I'll not
anyway, continue.
I was gonna say I remember. I'm saying, so yeah, exactly, like, and I can't remember, but anyhow, it's still the same.
No, no, like, if you want to cut someone else, like, cut off someone, the same out of sight, out of mind, can you apply?
Honestly,
literally, like, what I was telling this person that I was having this conversation with this night, like, it only works, I feel like that out of sight, out of mind works when the person has done something directly to make me angry. Like, it's better to block someone else when you know it's beef. Do you get that type of thing? Like, you guys have actually racked. Do you get?
No, 100%. 100%. No, I actually get exactly what you mean. Like, okay, like, this is even the perfect, like, example now. Like, I have somebody that I beefs. Like, if he doesn't want to say that it's beef, then he's crazy, because he obviously knows
it's beef. No, it's definitely beef. Like, it's fight. It's on beef. Site. Yeah.
Get on site. Period. I wish a nigga would.
Let him try.
Guy, anyhow, he knows. So, like, obviously, that one is
that's easy.
1, 2, 3. Guy, the way I blocked this guy, it wasn't on Insta, it was Instagram, Snapchat, his number, his email,
his email. WhatsApp,
his, yes, because let me know, expose myself. Why I have
I think
email.
I know
let
why. Let me tell you guys why. The guy had an email. You used to send it. Is it your work? Your school work?
No, he used to send his work.
So Jerry, you were the one helping him with his own work. When you had your you guys,
God,
anyway, sorry for another day, y'all.
literally for another day. But everything, even Twitter, I had to block because that's where they'll be sharing tweets, doing all everywhere. I had to block like that's the only person in this entire world that I've ever like blocked like this
for good reason. But like, fair enough.
Yeah, but there's another person like, it's not beef. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not rack, but like, I didn't even block. I just had to restrict the person on Instagram. Yeah. And that was, and like, mute their stories.
Okay, but does this person still pop up in your mind?
Not frequently, no. I feel like, no, not really. Mm. Unless I see the person's name somewhere.
And then you not remember. Remember.
Or someone asked me about the or something like that. Yeah. But like, out of sight, out of mind, truly and really works. Like, that's the only, like, thing I can, like, put my hand on heart about. Like, that people
are. And I feel like you also have to kind of keep yourself busy during that time. Because, I mean, you know me. Like, if I actually, like, sit down and do nothing, that's when I make all the bad decisions. Like, that's when everything will start to just undo itself. So, I have that.
Come on.
To the fullest. I will just untwist everything. So, you also have to, like, keep yourself busy to make sure that your mind is occupied with other things. As opposed to the thing you're trying to block out. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Literally.
Like, honestly, you know, like, what am I trying to say? What things I hate are, like, let's say, like, girls now. Like, if you're friendly with someone, or used to be friendly with someone, and then you decide, like, this person's toxic, and I don't want to be their friends anymore.
Toxic, it's that word when you use is powerful.
It's another story for another day.
No, this story but is not coming to light, but okay. Can never ever.
But it's always when you want to like cut that person out or block them out. In fact, this is the perfect example. So I have this friend who let me not open her ass, but she's popping on Instagram at the moment. If you know, you know, whatever. And she obviously has some haters, that like she has some girls who don't fuck with her and always, you know, saying rubbish on her name or whatever. And they've blocked each other or whatever. She will now, this other girl will now use like a fake Finsta
to be viewing
like her Instagram.
Do you know how lame I'm just that like, is? Like,
if someone has blocked you, there's a reason they don't want you to see their content. And if you're a hater, then why are you now coming to
you know what they say? Like, you're hating, but you're still watching. How is that possible? Like,
that Chris Brown said, like, that line, I don't see how you can hate from outside the club. You can't even get in.
But you're trying to find way. You're going to the back door, the side. You're trying to jump on the roof. No.
But wait, the point I was trying to make with this story is this. If you're really trying to do, if you're coming with smoke and you're trying to be out of sight, out of mind, finish this well.
Exactly.
Don't now be coming, be using back door to be doing smet, to be looking at.
And you guys, it's 2020 now. Like, Finsta to pre some, like, after you've blogged, like, really? Are we in 2010? Like, no. Do everything with your chest. Like, you block with your chest. So, stay out with your chest. Is it a lie? Like, do just that. Period.
Don't be doing things half-heartedly. Like, just do it well.
That's
like,
why you have to think. You have to think.
Think about think it. Think
about the decisions before you make them. Think well.
Okay, but what happens if... Okay, let me continue using myself in this analogy. What happens if this guy that is, like, beef with and everything and now, like, ends, like, how do you, like, unblock somebody who you wanted to do out of sight?
You don't.
Like, is that a key? Can you do that?
You don't. I feel like you... I mean, I'll use your own words against you because, like...
No, I'm not even like talking about my situation because I know my own is no.
Oh, but you're saying
if you wanted to do like out of sight, out of mind, but you wanted to reverse, it's like okay, now I'm done with that.
No, like, I feel like how do you do such actually a thing? Cannot. And the thing is, I'll use myself to answer that question. You know the situation. I mean, like that type of thing.
Oh, you mean you are in right now?
Okay.
Sorry.
Baby's mad.
I actually know.
Type of situation you cannot reverse. Like, you actually cannot because it's like you did all that for nothing. After every, like, after all your big, no, you can't. You absolutely can't.
Think
about it.
That's actually, you actually hit home when you said you did all that for nothing.
You literally did it for, and you, at the end of the day, you look like a clown. Things you look like a clown before, and you will look like a clown after. So you cannot. You absolutely cannot. Just, you cannot. That's all I can say.
Period. And things that also I don't think you can go back because like that person who you've probably not like even thought about or seen any of their context of their life in like months, I feel like when you now start seeing it, like, it will pinch your heart.
It actually would, like,
it will pinch you small. Like, be thinking, like, and also, I don't like, Pamela says this thing all the time, and I never used to like agree with her, but as of recent,
I'm curious,
like,
what
I don't like seeing people who did me bad live happy lives. I don't like
me neither.
So if I now, if I should now reverse that out of sight, out of mind thing, and see
your life is going happy,
you're doing this, it's going to pinch me. It's going to pain me.
Like, that thing keeps your heart in a way, like, is on, hey, English show, is undescribable,
unheard of,
unexplainable. Like, it will literally shook you. And in as much as, so, yeah, I used to say, I don't like seeing people, like, do good if they've done me dirty. In as much as that's bad, like, you shouldn't do it with, like, quote-unquote resentment. Like, I just know you've done me dirty doesn't mean I don't wish the best for you, but I don't want to see, like, you get it. Before, it used to be a PR, you don't deserve this. Like, how can you be so bad?
But yeah, that's why I didn't agree with you then, because I was thinking that's a bit deep.
Like, yeah, no, that's unfair, because you should never wish, like, that type of pee on anyone. But if you're gonna be happy, kudos. I do not want to see, because this doesn't reflect how you treated
me. Be happy by yourself.
Do it without.
I don't need to see
exactly
that.
Just do it without me, because this doesn't reflect how you treated me. Like, this is exactly the opposite. We always talk about topics that they took hearts. It's bad.
Yeah, now we have to, because this is all our, this is our life now. Like, we have to talk about our lives. This is all we know.
You can't. I wasn't even realized when I was talking, like, my English was so clear and concise. Like, I was being so serious, because this thing is paining me.
Guy, you was flowing and flowing. I could just hear your voice getting louder and louder.
Like, it was tricking me, but y'all get the gist. Like, just don't. Like, it's not fair.
Don't.
But I mean, to avoid all this, just treat everyone nice. Like, I won't need to be doing out of sight, out of mind if you're a nice person. Like,
honestly, let's all avoid stories that touch. We don't need.
Do you actually get? Just let's all day a day be nice, be happy, spread love and light.
God, you do us of sight, of mind. You block somebody, you come ask you, why did you block me? God forbid that thing. God forbid that thing. I never want to give you access to my life again, or to me, for you to be asking dumb, stupid questions.
They'll call you and ask you why.
It's not even they'll call you, they'll bump into you in person as well. Well, they will try and say, "Oh, I saw you on the road, you didn't answer."
Jerry, this story is very specific. Would you like to share with the viewers?
Pamela, you ask me this every week, and the answer is always no.
I just think, like, our listeners, I say our viewers, I just think, like, our listeners will actually, so they can understand.
In due time, don't worry, we have some more, like, episodes coming up that, you know, once and for all, we'll just expose everything. But as of now, no, I don't want to talk.
I just
about
feel
it.
Like, if someone has cut you out of their lives, like, they have done it for a reason. Like, why are you coming to ask why? Number one, and number two, like, even if they saw you, like, the audacity, the cheek,
okay, the disrespect.
Like, if I bump into someone I don't fuck with, like, I'll actually just do as if I don't know you. And that's not me being
rude. You actually have to turn your head. Guy,
that's not me being rude. That's because I actually genuinely don't know you anymore. Like,
and I also think it depends on the state. Like, if it's at the beginning, like, I just blocked you like 1 week ago, then day or day, mind your business. But if it's, maybe if it's been like a year or whatever, and I'm trying to, like, I've turned my leaf over or whatever, I can be cordial. Like, I'm like, hey, hi, and keep moving. But not today. Not the day after I block
literally,
you. Come and be doing rubbish.
No. I'll literally, we're strangers at that
give
point.
Give me time. You get... Give me time and give me space.
Before you eat jollof, don't you wait for it to cool down small?
Stop.
You have to
are
blow you your foot small. Boy, you
hold on. Yeah, right.
Yes, let's have cool down first now. Space, Jiggers.
Serious. Out of sight, out of mind. The only remedy that I will ever tell you people to use, honestly and truly, it works.
I mean, I can't say it works. If it works.
But the thing is that this thing is not, it's not magic. It's not magic. Like, you block someone today, and it's not like tomorrow you'll be good. Maybe it will take like a month, or at least it depends on. It's different for people. Mm. Like, for me, it works.
What?
Primary, I don't quite know if it works.
First of all, let me speak about myself. You speak about yourself.
You're right. My bad.
You speak about yourself. I speak about myself.
But like, well, I'll just keep on saying, like, it does take a while. So, like, don't be beating yourself up thinking that, oh, like, once I block this person, everything should be fine. Because your mind wonders. We're human beings. Like, you're not going to get over something just today. And there must be a reason why you block the person in the first place. Unless it's like, you actually just hate that person. You don't want to see their content. And it's like, fuck all. Then obviously that's different. It's like, I have people that I block that I didn't even remember I blocked them. So I went to my block list. That was all likes. Maybe it was a mistake. But like, that's different. But if there's a like proper reason behind it, it's going to take time. That's just it.
The time is to hurry up because, like, I have things to do. Like, you get that type of pee. I have things to do. It's just not
and
fun.
And I'd actually give you guys advice. Like, I don't think you should be like, but it's easier said.
What do you want to say?
But, like, obviously, don't be like, I was going to say, don't be dwelling on it because, obviously, like, if you block someone, it might be at the back of your mind that this person I blocked, I wonder what they're doing. It's human nature. Like, they probably be thinking what's going on. But, like, obviously, it's easier said than done. Like, literally, as Pamela said, fill your time up with something else and just do whatever. Move on or I don't know, join a dating app or literally fuck around. Who cares? Like, do
what will make you happy. Just move on.
Forget that person, forget that friend, that toxic friend, forget that guy, forget whoever did you wrong or dirty. Like, forget all of them. Even if it's a family member, fuck them. Period.
Listen, family member know me, you get past, so you can be somehow guy cut you off. Period.
Purr. A big everybody should guy, just be guided.
Oh my god, Jerry, I literally was about to say that.
Just be guided because we can do anyhow we want to do. See anyhow, do anyhow.
It is well. It has to be well at the end of the day. That's all we pray for.
Well, but yeah, out of sight, out of
but mind. In your dreams.
But in your
dreams. In your dreams.
We have to enter that now. Look.
In your dreams.
In your dreams. Omo, you'll be dreaming about this person so tame.
And it's like, why?
You think they're your maker.
Like, from when? I think that just goes to show, like, in as much as, yeah.
Your mind.
Exactly, your mind. Like, you can be forming, I'm over it. Or, do you get, even if you actually can be over it, but I mean, you can't trick your mind. Your mind is your mind, like
your mind,
and you dream about stuff you think about in a weird, twisted way.
And do you know why that actually? Do you know why I think it happens? Obviously, me, I'm not a psychologist. I can't say why it happens, but like, I think it happens like that because at night when you're about to go to sleep, like, you're not doing anything else, so you can like occupy your time during the day as much as you want.
Yeah, the idle mind.
But when you're about to crash, you now start thinking about that person or whoever.
Yeah.
Or even if you're not thinking about that past person, if you're trying to think of a future person or think, oh, why am I, like, your mind, once you just close your eyes like this, your mind will just
to wander. Go down memory, all the memories possible.
And do you know the worst part about those dreams? Those dreams never show you the bad parts.
Oh my god,
the good parts that the dream
will show you. What to show me? So it's to show me, so a real, like, a scenario that actually happened, but instead of the ending that actually happened, I'll make up my own happy ending. Like,
that's why it's called a
I'll
dream.
I'll now wake
god
up and be
dream.
Like, why? Why?
When you now wake up, you now start doing, what if I did, what if that happened?
Yeah,
what if
that's end? Actually
like, that what if those are the two,
what if it's killing my people, what if
it's killing guys?
My people. I want more for my people because that what if is not it.
Nah, it's too fucked up. Like, I don't like this convo. I don't like anything about
really,
this
really
don't.
And true, that's why I say, like, we talk about things that two days three guys, but he's back.
This lockdown, the type of dreams I've had in oh, even me as I'm chatting here, all this out of sight, out of mind works. I even forgot about dreams.
Guys,
used to enter seriously as it they enter
as e hot. But yeah, guys, hopefully you guys take all our advice, you know, pick up a new
skill. I
don't
even know this is advice. This is just us trying to tell you, like, this is what happens.
No,
to
no,
us.
We advise sure them now. Too. Like, fill up your time with things. Like, now I'm doing an online open course. I'm trying to do
come
it.
On.
Like, I'm just trying to do my thing.
OPL. I'm just trying to get out of Lagos.
Like,
period. But OPL.
Come on. Stop gasping. Stop. I'm shy.
You're shy.
My cheeks are rosy.
This is fucked. But yeah, you guys, try it, Sha. Just block your boyfriend today. Just try.
See, if this is the sign, you were like, if you ask God for a sign, this is the sign. Block him today. Block her today. Block them today. Just do it.
Block your ex-best friend today.
This is the sign. Like, block your ex.
That your cousin that's fucked. Block that person. everybody, just block them out of sight, out of mind.
Don't say God didn't tell you. This is it now. Period. Listen,
listen. Just
you guys, listen.
Anyway, till next week, guys. Stay safe. We love you guys.
Bye, guys. Love y'all.